You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I guess it's Movember. So a lot of you men aren't going to shave, and you're going to let hair grow, and I'm sure you guys are loving that. So I guess we'll talk about Movember and why men don't have to shave. Can you imagine if a bunch of women said, to hell with this, we're not going to be shaving our legs, our underarms? You guys would have a cow. Yeah, we ladies have to like it when you guys do Movember. We'll talk to you about why. Looks like Tylenol and alcohol, another study saying this is a very, very bad combination, but for a body part, you probably didn't think it bothered. So we're going to talk about that. Then, still got a lot of blue-collar workers being exposed to secondhand smoke. What to do if you're in a position where you're exposed to secondhand smoke and how to protect yourself? Another study coming out saying brushing our teeth is so important to protect your heart. We need to do that. And I guess the Obamacare website is going to go on a hiatus because it's just not working. But in the meantime, we have a lot of issues with Obamacare rolling out and certain hospitals bowing out and opting out of Obamacare. What choices are you guys actually seeing on your Obamacare healthcare? So as you can see, we got a very, very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so I guess what you men are doing, which, by the way, is still pretty damn cool, even though I see the ulterior motive, is you are growing mustaches and facial hair to raise money and awareness for men's health. That's pretty nice for guys to do, right? 1 in 6 men are going to be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime, making it the most frequently diagnosed cancer in men after skin cancer. Although, what's the number one cancer killer in men? Lung. So even though prostate cancer may be more common, the number one killer is still lung. Same thing with women. Breast cancer, ovarian cancer, colon cancer, still common in women, but the number one killer is still lung. Okay, lung's a bad one. Okay, melanoma, very deadly. Ovarian cancer, very deadly, but not as common in terms of killing and in terms of numbers as lung. So if you guys are ever taking like the medical boards, that's usually still the answer. The answer is lung. They say in 2012, more than 1.1 million people around the world joined the Movember movement and raised $147 million. In the U.S., 209,000 people participated and raised $21 million. I guess the Prostate Cancer Foundation points out that every 2.1 minutes, another man is diagnosed with prostate cancer. Despite these numbers, the level of awareness and understanding for prostate cancer lags behind women's health causes. So I guess what men are doing is they're laying off the shave. They're growing out their beard. For some of you, it looks really sexy. I've been watching, though, the Walking Dead. Having a tough time with it because it's really getting creepy. And I guess the head character, who kind of looks a little like Viggo Mortensen, now has a beard, and it's just not as sexy to me. You know how I really dig bald men and how I really dig shaven? I guess I'm just kind of into that. So he doesn't look that sexy. Yeah, he's still kind of sexy. Viggo Mortensen, I don't think has ever had a beard. Oh, I think in one movie he did, and I didn't see that movie. It was kind of weird. It was very pointy. I don't know. I wasn't into it. Now, my husband, he does have a goatee. But my husband's sexy because he's my husband. But you guys aren't doing it to be sexy. You're doing it to show your support and awareness. I know many of you are confused because as we see these healthcare exchanges roll out and we're telling you over and over again, you don't need to screen for prostate cancer. Many of you are like, what the hell? What do I do? And we talk about that on the show a lot. And, you know, some of you have called in saying checking for prostate cancer was the best thing that ever happened to you. Some of you have called in saying, no, it wasn't. Okay? It ruined your sex life. It ruined your life. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI, or you can email us at drdahlia.com. Was checking for prostate cancer a good move for you or a bad move? 1-877-DOC-DALI or 1-877-362-3254. You know, when you are given a diagnosis of cancer, it's very hard for you to walk away and say, you know what, I'll just watch and wait. And that is what the medical community has started to suggest. In fact, some people have wanted to change the term cancer to not. All right, because they say cancer leads to negative connotation, negative stigma. But, I mean, if it's cancer, you don't change the name. Right? Just like Pierce Morgan saying we should change the Bible. No, that shouldn't happen. Okay, you don't change things just to kind of make it work towards somebody's political agenda. The Bible's a historical document. The Bible's a Bible. You don't change that. If prostate cancer qualifies as cancer, you call it cancer. You don't try to be politically correct about it so Obamacare doesn't have to cover it. All right, but cancer can also be unpredictable. I mean, look at these numbers. You know, I think on Friday or Saturday we talked about how we've had a 20% decline in prostate cancer deaths. That's pretty damn good. That is pretty damn good. If somebody every 2.1 minutes is diagnosed with prostate cancer, it's extremely common, people. So this is nothing to blow off. Now, mind you, okay, if you're told you have prostate cancer and you don't know whether you could live with it for 20 years or live with it for 5, all right, that's tough. I get that. That's a difficult decision to make, okay? But we women have been making difficult decisions as well. Do we get the breast taken off? Do we not get the breast taken off? What does that do to our sexuality? Okay, cancer is never an easy subject, all right? And the idea that our medical community is suggesting to you to not even go there to shield you from a difficult decision is bullcrap, okay? Your health is never going to be a difficult decision, okay? Not everything is going to be 100% your way. You may treat the prostate cancer successfully but have erectile dysfunction the rest of your life, or you may even have bowel issues from the surgery or from the radiation, or you may cure the prostate cancer and be fine, or you may decide to stay with the prostate cancer and then deal with whatever sequela comes, whether it bothers you later in life or not. But the idea of keeping your head in the sand just so it's an easier decision for you all is a bunch of bullcrap. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at HempUSA.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. And thank you all for tuning in. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and a huge hospital group has opted out of the Obamacare exchanges, and we're hearing rumors that others may follow. And apparently watchdog.org had looked at the top 18 hospitals nationwide as ranked by U.S. News and World Report for 2013-2014. They contacted each hospital to determine their contracts and talked to several insurance companies as well. And according to watchdog.org, they found many hospitals are just opting out of Obamacare. Now, how does this hurt you? Well, if all of this went into play to decrease emergency room times and to allow you to go to an emergency room when you need to, okay, and to see a doctor to avoid emergency rooms, but to go to an emergency room when you need to, and then to be able to pay for the high cost of care that an emergency room offers, if you only have one or two on the list, you should expect to have a multiple-hour wait if you're even going to wait that long. And what's going to end up happening is you're going to probably go to a hospital out of network. This is going to completely backlog, bottleneck the hospital system. This is going to be an absolute mess. They say According to watchdog.org, chances are the individual plan you purchase outside Obamacare would allow you to go to these facilities. They said fourth-rate Cleveland Clinic accepts dozens of insurance plans if you buy one on your own. But if you go through Obamacare, you only have one choice, Medical Mutual of Ohio. So, you know, these hospitals will still take other insurances, but the problem we have is my other insurance that I bought, not through Obamacare, is dropping me. And they're dropping a lot of you. I heard now a source that not 2 million, but 93 million of us are going to be getting cancellation letters. 93 million? So whatever happened to giving the 35 million people insurance? But again, the reason why they have to do that, and remember, they can. Okay, insurance companies are not our friends. Okay, they may be an ally, right? An enemy of your enemy appears to be your friend. But not entirely. They got their own agenda. Remember, they have to cover the 10 aspects of healthcare, substance abuse, emergency services, etc. They're going to do that. But they are going to do that so passive-aggressively that you're not going to benefit. So, like, for example, the health insurance I'm able to buy, which I haven't bought, is a $700 a month for the family with a $6,500 deductible. Well, I don't have $6,500 in the bank to put towards a deductible if I need medical care, so most likely I'm just paying for it on my own. That insurance company never has to pay. I mean, if I, God forbid, have something major medical, yeah, I'd probably go over the $6,500. But $6,500? How many of you spend $6,500 now on your health care? So they're doing us all a favor. But, and we're paying the premiums for basically nothing right now, except the major medical. And trust me, I'm sure the major medical is going to have issues, especially if the major medical only allows you to be at one or two of the hospitals. They say, both Ohio and California have a dozen insurance companies on their exchanges, but two of their state's premier hospitals, Cleveland Clinic and Cedars of Sinai, only have one company in their respective networks. They see a few, like number one rated John Hopkins in Maryland, are mandated under law to accept all insurance companies. Other than that, the hospital with the largest number of insurance companies is University Hospitals Case Medical Center in Cleveland with only four. Fully 11 of the 18 hospitals has just one or two carriers. So they say many companies have selectively entered the exchanges because they're concerned that the exchanges will be dominated by risky, highly using populations who wanted insurance. And they are pressed to narrow their networks to stay within the premiums. So for those of you that don't know what plan to get, originally I said, well, do your research. Find out if the insurance company is going to take the plan. Find out. Now, mind you, just because you have, let's say, Blue Cross Blue Shield doesn't necessarily mean that the Obamacare Blue Cross Blue Shield will be covered. Remember how simple it used to be? If you had United, if you had Aetna, if you had Blue Cross Blue Shield, if you had Culinary, right? If you had, you know, Teamsters Union or whatever, labor union, okay, you pretty much it was kind of an all or nothing. Now it's very split up. And so you could buy a plan thinking your favorite hospital and your favorite doctor is on there and it isn't. Just remember, everything Obama said about you keep your doctor, keep your hospital is baloney. Now, my only problem is we're talking about life or death here. Okay, you and I don't have time, okay, for me to send you to a hospital that won't be covered under your particular plan, okay? Now, my hopes are whatever hospitals are lined up with your Obamacare exchange, hopefully that'll be stable for a whole year. I'm hoping you don't get cancellation letters left and right from certain hospitals, etc., okay, but I doubt it. I doubt we're going to have that year protection. So your job is to kind of, I guess, pick the hospital you want and then find out from the hospital what insurance companies they're going to stay with. The good news to any of this, if there is a little bit of good news, is if you decide to switch an insurance company, you don't have to worry about the pre-existing like we've had to all this time, which really stuck. Okay, you have a pre-existing, so you don't want to drop your insurance because going on to a new insurance would look like a pre-existing. So the only good thing to that is that. The problem is what it looks like to me is every time you jump off a current plan to go to another, it's getting more and more expensive. Now, some of you have asked me about the doc in a box where you could go to your doctor. You've asked me to do it, where you could pay me a monthly fee and then you could come to me or come to somebody in Knoxville or whatnot. Okay, that's great. That's exciting. That's exciting. But we still need the MRIs covered. We still need the CAT scans covered. We still need your neurosurgeon covered. We still need, you know, I mean, even major medical. And as far as I'm concerned, this plan I was offered at $700 a month with $6,500 deductible, to me, that sounds like, I mean, even though it's supposed to be regular health insurance, to me, if there's a $6,500 deductible, that sounds like major medical to me. Okay, that doesn't sound like it's, you know, covering the everyday. Well, I can't afford to spend $700 a month plus pay a doctor concierge. I can't do that. So, and not to just sit here and complain, but you are going to have to really research this. I know we're spending millions of tax dollars on Obamacare helpers and people to guide you through. I don't think they're going to be able to help you with your individual which hospital. I hope they do. I mean, that would be nice, but you're going to have to do your own work. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It sounds like every night between 1 and 5 a.m. Eastern time, the Obamacare website is going to be on hiatus every night so that they could kind of work on the issues that they have. They say the Health Insurance Marketplace online application is not available from approximately 1 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Additional downtimes may be possible as we work to make things better. The rest of the site and the Marketplace call center remain available during these hours. You know, my website is GoDaddy. I never have a problem with my GoDaddy website. I understand it's not as intricate as the Obamacare Exchange website, but I set that sucker up in, what, 20 minutes? Are we kidding here? How many more millions of dollars have to be spent on this? So for those of you that don't have time to go on the website and figure this out, like I said, you may want to get a broker. I don't really know how much these brokers cost. To me, I don't really see where we're paying the broker. It looks like it's all a part of the premium. It looks like because, you know, no matter where I go, I still see the same price for the same thing. But if you're having too much trouble with the website, I suggest you do that. But again, and we're going to switch to a different subject soon. But for those of you that didn't think you were getting cancellation letters, you may just want to give your insurance company a call. And don't say this, let sleeping dogs lie. No. Okay? All right? I mean, unfortunately, the mail people are pretty overwhelmed. Sometimes we don't get all our mail. I still have not gotten a cancellation letter, but when we called, they said, oh, well, of course. Well, then where's my cancellation letter? So now here we are, we're scrambling. So those of you who thought you were immune from this, you're not. Now, some of you have talked to me about the seasonal hiring and how you're not getting health insurance with that. Again, seasonal hiring, remember, is seasonal hiring. Many jobs may offer health insurance at the 90-day mark. Well, if you get hired in November, you know, November 4th, right, like today, okay, and you have that 90-day, there's, you know, don't count on that, guys. I don't think employer insurance is going to be the most stable. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we know that Tylenol and alcohol isn't the smartest thing to do because it could hurt the liver. Well, a lot of us didn't realize it could double kidney disease risk. They say combining Tylenol with even a touch of alcohol can more than double somebody's risk of kidney disease. They say taking the recommended dose of Tylenol, also known as acetaminophen, that's a generic name, okay, combined with a small to moderate amount of alcohol produces a 123% increased risk of kidney disease. They say most people take this medication without any input from pharmacists or physicians, and that's where the public health concern is. Well, of course, it's over the counter. People buy acetaminophen over the counter, according to lead researcher Harrison Nittaton from Parker University in Dallas. They say people buy acetaminophen over the counter. They are also casual alcohol users, but they don't know that there could be a harmful interaction. So the study establishes an association between the alcohol and the acetaminophen and kidney disease, but it doesn't show that it causes it directly. They just find that people that drink and take Tylenol are seem to be at a higher risk for kidney disease. Now, what do these studies, how do these studies differ? Well, we talked about that. You can have a longitudinal study where you look at what happens when you start somebody on something and you follow them for years, like the Women's Health Initiative and things like that, and these nursing studies that we see out there. Or you can look at one of these studies where they look at associations, where they see all these people with kidney disease and they go back and they go, well, did they have high blood pressure? Did they eat red M&Ms? Did they, oh, a lot of these people have Tylenol and drink alcohol, so there must be an association with that. All right, so it's a good correlation, it's a good observation, but it doesn't necessarily mean there's a cause and effect. The study was basically, the researchers looked at data of 10,000 people who participated in the 2003 to 2004 U.S. National Health and Nutritional Examination Survey. It included questions about alcohol consumption, use of acetaminophen, and other health problems. They found that neither normal use of acetaminophen nor light to moderate drinking posed a potential threat. But when you combine the two, then you started to see an increase. Now, alcohol, the reason why it's a big deal is because alcohol could prevent some of your acetaminophen processing. So if you take Tylenol, alcohol could kind of screw up how your liver breaks that down. Then it gets to the kidneys and could bother the kidneys. So that could be, you know, what's going on. Now, I know some of you will listen to these stories and go, you know, Dahlia, you're preaching to the wrong choir, okay? You know, I mean, we don't sit there and mix stuff. So, you need a different audience to be listening to this. Well, no, not entirely. Okay, how many of you have taken a Tylenol PM, right, or one of these sleep aids over the counter late at night? Because earlier that day when you went out to dinner or you saw the football game, okay, you might have had some beer, but you're just having trouble sleeping, right? A lot of you watch Sunday football. I don't blame you. A lot of good football games yesterday. We got to talk about the one where the coach at the Texan Colt game passed out. We got to talk about that in a few minutes. All right, so a lot of you guys watching the games, kicking back with some alcohol. Okay, now all of a sudden it's Sunday night. Okay, so now you're trying to figure out, well, you need something to sleep, or maybe you have a little bit of a headache, or you're having some pain, and you pop a Tylenol. It could be that simple. It could be that simple. Okay, I can't stand it when people think they are above all this news on drug interactions, et cetera, because a lot of you do that. You know, we talked about small amounts of alcohol. Many of you guys do not consider yourselves drinkers, yet you guys are heavy drinkers. Heavy drinkers. Okay, now when I bartend, I know what a shot is. Okay? All right, you know, you'd use a shot glass, you'd fill it up and pour it, but we don't do that. We always pour a little bit more than a shot. Right? Okay? And some of you, when you make your own drinks, you just kind of wing it. Right? I mean, you wing it. And depending on the girth and the radius or the diameter of that glass, you could very easily be drinking 2-3 shots at a time. And if that's the case, you guys are saying, nah, I only had 2 drinks that night. 2 drinks and 6 shots? That's heavy drinking. Same thing with the alcohol and the wine. We talked about how many people don't realize that they are going to be violating DUI laws with their wine now that they're trying to drop the drinking limit to, I guess, 0.6, the National Transportation Safety Board. That could equal to 1 glass of wine in a woman. Now, some of you ladies will say, well, I never drink a whole glass. Okay, well, what size glass are you talking about? Okay, you need to go back to the 4-ounce, we're looking at like 4 ounces. Okay, now 4 ounces is not a lot. That's only 120 cc's. When you get a flu shot, it's a half a cc. Okay, it's not a lot of liquid. So a lot of you come home, we talked about this, right? You're cooking dinner. So you're cooking dinner, you're going to kind of marinate with some wine. So you have some wine, so you decide to pour a little bit while you're cooking wine. While you're cooking with the wine, so you pour a little bit and you drink some wine while you're cooking. Okay, you're drinking some wine. Now it's dinner time. Okay, you yell at the kids. Everybody come down for dinner. Everybody's coming down for dinner. You got the dinner all ready. Dinner on the table. You decide as your drink, yeah, you'll fill up your glass a little bit more. You have some wine. Okay, So you have wine with your dinner, you drink the wine with the dinner, dinner's fine, you clean up, you help the kids, they do their homework, etc. Now there's a X Factor on, or you want to watch some TV. Okay, fine. Sleepy Hollow. So you kick back in front of the TV, and you decide, you know what, why don't I have some wine? Right, watch a little bit of TV. Okay, maybe you get the kids to bed, husband decides to watch some TV with you, and you say, all right, well, let's have a nightcap. Okay, that, and if you aren't using the small glasses, you're using the big glasses. Okay, you possibly just had eight drinks that night. That is why we really underestimate how much we could drink. I had my period earlier that day, so I took a little Midol. I didn't have any Midol, but there was some Tylenol at the office, so I took some Tylenol. Boom. There's your Tylenol, and there's your alcohol. It's really that simple, people. It is really that simple. One of your LDS, and you had written me 3 years ago, asking about how there's a restaurant we have in town. It's called the Melting Pot. I love the Melting Pot. Some of you guys have that in your particular cities, too. And the Melting Pot will, with its coquava, marinade or the cooking style, there's wine in there. All right? And this one caller who was LDS had asked me about, you know, is he really imbibing the wine? Okay? Or does it get burned off? Now, of course, I had referred him to his priest or to his bishop to talk to because, as far as I'm concerned, even if, quote unquote, it's cooked off, it's still in there. And so, you know, just like with you know, bacon flavor, you know, and juice, I don't think we would really go there with the bacon flavor. You know, I don't think that's allowed. Even if you pick out the bacon, if the bacon cooked in it, it's still in there and it's not kosher. So that's why I kind of referred him to his bishop. You know, you're still even getting alcohol on some of the food. So it's something to, keep an eye on. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, brushing your teeth. Another study. Researchers from Columbia University's Mailman School of Public Health, Mailman School, I guess, has shown that you will improve your arteriosclerosis if your gum health improves. Now, arteriosclerosis is the narrowing of the arteries through the buildup of plaque, major risk factor for heart disease, stroke, and death. And this arteriosclerosis, and keep in mind, remember I told you guys how brushing your teeth could help prevent erectile dysfunction? Why? Because, again, you aren't getting inflammation from the gums that's seeding to other small vessels, and some of your penises have small vessels. Your heart has small vessels. It has nothing to do with the size thing. Okay, nothing to do with the girth thing, but you got small vessels there. And so the idea of you know, ignoring the mouth because it's nowhere in the vicinity, well, in some cases, nowhere near the vicinity, is wrong. You got to take care of your teeth. You got to take care of your gums. The study looked at 420 adults as part of the Oral Infections and Vascular Disease Epidemiology Study called INVEST. And they found they took 5,000 plaque samples from teeth beneath the gum, analyzed it for bacterial strains. They found levels of interleukin 1A, which is a marker of inflammation. This sucker helps cause heart disease. You know what? I don't want to brush through this just because we're coming up on break. Let me hammer this one home when we come back. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let's take care of your family and get it prepared, and help us take care of our brothers and sisters in arms. From now through Veterans Day on November 11th, FreezeDryGuy.com is offering 10% off everything for active duty, reserve, and retired U.S. military members and their families. No proof necessary, it's on the honor system. In addition, for every purchase you make during this period, we'll make a donation to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation. Since retiring from the Army, the Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness and outdoor activities like camping. He's offering 10% off for active, reserve, and retired U.S. military and their families now through Veterans Day, plus donating to the Special Operations Warrior Foundation from every purchase. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or go to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. Howie from Portland writes, "My father died at age 67 of a stroke. I'm 42. When should I have my neck ultrasounded?" So this carotid ultrasound we talk about, neck ultrasound. Now remember, neck ultrasound, that can involve a variety of things. You've got soft tissue neck, thyroid neck. If your father had a stroke, the type of ultrasound you'd be looking at would be a carotid ultrasound. The carotid arteries bring blood to the brain. You have the external and the internal. And the jugular are the veins that take the blood away. Okay? Talk about jugular veins when we talk about painless death and, you know, remember on Masada, they killed themselves by cutting their jugular. And remember Peter O'Toole was running around all shocked that everybody killed themselves, but the guys were still lying there breathing, but they were breathing because they were actors. Yeah. Okay. That's the jugular. So the carotid, these are the main arteries that go up to the brain. So they'll ultrasound the carotids to look for plaquing. Now, when should you get that done? At what age? I've started to see doctors even ultrasound people in their 30s, but usually we start ultrasounding if you have high blood pressure, if you have diabetes, if your cholesterol is high, if you're a smoker, if you have any symptoms of dizziness, TIA, transient ischemic attack, if we were listening to your heart and then listened to your lungs and we heard something called a brewery, which is the sound of the blood, kind of like a shoo, shoo, shoo. That kind of a sound. It kind of sounds like a murmur of the heart, but in the carotids, we kind of call it a brewery. All right, we would probably check that. And then, of course, family history. So if you're 42 years old, absolutely. And remember, these ultrasounds are not risky. So you're not really getting radiation or anything because it's an ultrasound. They're very easy to do to look at the plaquing. Now, mind you, even when I had low cholesterol, low blood pressure, I still started to have some plaquing in my carotids. Many of us do. Okay, and but remember, because it's all plumbing and pipes, so you're going to have some sort of plaquing. You want to make sure it's not to the degree where you need surgery. And then they may also do other types of studies, because if you have any plaquing in the carotids, they're also going to want to make sure that your femorals and your popliteals and things like that don't also have plaquing. So they may also look at other parts of your body as well. So, I mean, it's a good question. But if you're in your 40s and your father had a stroke, 20-some years older than where you are, absolutely you would get that done. It's a smart move. So, you know, going back to this, you know, brushing teeth study, what had happened is in this study, you know, where again, they're emphasizing that brushing our teeth helps prevent heart attack, if you could even believe that. They looked at 5,000 plaque samples taken from the teeth beneath the gum. They looked at the bacterial strains, and they found 11 linked to periodontal disease, and then they used 7 control bacteria. Fluid around the gums was sampled to assess levels of interleukin 1A. Now, we've talked about interleukin 1A, which was a marker of inflammation. This has been reported by Times of India. Now, what they did is they measured the arteriosclerosis in both carotid arteries using a high-resolution ultrasound. For a median follow-up period of 3 years, researchers found that improvement in periodontal health, health of the gums, and a reduction in the proportion of specific bacteria linked to periodontal disease correlated to a slower intima medial thickness progression, your IMT, the intima medial thickness, meaning the thickening of the carotid arteries and the narrowing, okay? And worsening periodontal infections paralleled the progression of this thickening, this IMT. Of course, they adjusted for diabetes and smoking and other things that could do it. They said there was a 0.1 millimeter difference in the IMT change over 3 years among study participants whose teeth health were deteriorating as opposed to those who were improving. Now, some of you go, well, wait a second. Only 0.1 millimeters, that's nothing. That's big. It still is big, okay? Previous research has shown that a 0.033 millimeter year increase in carotid IMT is associated with a 2.3-fold increased risk for coronary events. When it comes to arteriosclerosis, they say a tenth of a millimeter in the thickness of the carotid artery is a big deal. See, they agree with me. That's according to Tatiana Rundeck, MD, PhD. I love it when these people, they kind of, shall we say, follow, I mean, you know, they agree with me. Okay, you see that? Look, an MD, PhD could agree with little MD me. Yeah. All right. So, don't poo-poo that, guys. Okay? Got to get the teeth done. And dental floss. I know a lot of you don't dental floss. See, you know the problem with teeth brushing is, because I see this with my kids. Okay? It's about time to go to bed. So you finally get in the mindset to go to bed. And then all of a sudden you have to stop and clean something. So we brush our teeth before we go to bed. Maybe what we should do is after dinner, make it a ritual to brush teeth. Maybe what we need to do is have our little brush teeth. Now, I understand some of you have you're like my kids, you know, they'll still eat something or eat some old leftover Halloween candy or whatever, and then I have to yell at them to rebrush their teeth. But for those of you who are really done after dinner, maybe do that. Maybe do a brush teeth after dinner. Because I think everybody, before they go to bed, they're like, oh my gosh, it's 11:45 at night. I got to wake up at 5 in the morning. Holy crap. So they do a quick 2-second brush and they go to bed. Let's just try that. Try brushing your teeth after dinner. So then you don't do this half-assed. It's a thought. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Idling school buses and cars outside schools are dangerous. A recently published study by a researcher at Cincinnati Children's Hospital Medical Center and three other community organizations, I guess, say that we are exposing our kids to a crap load, and teachers and parents, of air pollutants, right? Because you have the idling school buses. Remember how they would stink? Remember you would have to walk between two of the school buses, right, you know, to get to school, you know, because they would be all lined up and you're trying to get to the sidewalk. Oh, it would stink. And then you were really hopeful that nobody would have sleep apnea or narcolepsy and accidentally crash and fall asleep while behind, you know, while sitting there and idle. And then, yeah, but the idling, in fact, I think my truckers aren't allowed to idle anymore. I think our truck drivers have to avoid idling. And they're under those restrictions, too. They say the concentration of air pollutants near schools often significantly exceeds background levels in the community, especially when idling school buses are present. Anti-idling campaigns are frequently attempted to improve air quality, but until now, nobody has found how effective they are. So they say even short-term exposure to high levels of airborne particles can seriously diminish lung function in people with asthma. More than 4,000 students, about 1 in 8 of this particular district that they studied, had asthma. Now, the fine particles of 2.5 micrometers in diameter, they're the ones that can unfortunately be the main culprit. Now, for me, I don't have asthma, but if ever I'm in pollution and or I'm in traffic and I'm sitting there and I don't have the recycle air on my car, I don't hit that stupid button that you're supposed to push, and I breathe in somebody's exhaust, I have trouble breathing. I immediately feel it, okay? And why it's a defense mechanism from your lungs. It doesn't necessarily mean I have asthma, but my lungs are very sensitive to pollutants. And I know a lot of you guys are calling me a wussy, but a lot of you guys are too. All right, now, one of the reasons why they think sometimes we see more admissions of kids during the fall isn't so much because of flu season, but because now they're around school buses and cars, etc. You know, during summertime, you're at home, you're playing outside, you're more in the outdoors. Now, parents are sitting in traffic, you're on the school bus, etc., and you even smell it. We had to have the windows open on the school bus when I was growing up, and you could even smell the exhaust from the school bus. That really sucked. And but because it was a school bus, you thought nothing of it, so you just kind of, you know, breathed right through it. They say 2 years after the first samples were taken, anti-idling signs were still up at schools. Teachers and administrators continued to ask parents to turn off their cars when dropping off or picking up students. See, I turn off my car in the carpool line because I want to save on gas. I still think you're saving on gas, even though you're not pressing on the gas pedal, still, right? I just kind of have that where, you know, you're saving. So I shut it off, and I don't want people to breathe the air. You know, the problem with that is when it's hot, you got no air conditioning. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.